Hello, and welcome to this episode of the Lehigh Valley with Love podcast. I am your host, George Wacker, and this year marks 25 years of The Perfect Fit, a YWCA Allentown program that's helped more than 13,000 women in the Lehigh Valley walk into job interviews and new careers with confidence, support, and style. And the community is invited to join in the celebration at the Outfit to Empower luncheon on Friday, October 24th, 2025, at the Renaissance Hotel in Allentown. The luncheon is going to honor a quarter century of service, style, and success. And this began, we're going to hear all about the history, but began as a grassroots partnership between organizations in the Lehigh Valley that has now grown into something way beyond, I'm sure, what they even expected when they started it. And we are here with Sarah Barrett, the executive director of YWCA Allentown, to talk all about this stuff. Hello, Sarah. Thank you so much for joining me.
Hello, George. Thank you for having me.
And before we get started, I need to say thank you to all of our wonderful sponsors who allow us to talk about all this stuff. So Michael Bernadin with Remax Realty, Molly's Irish Grill and Sports Pub in Bethlehem, our friends at Banco Beverage Company, WDIY 88.1 FM, your home of NPR in the Lehigh Valley, Wind Creek Event Center, our friends at Lehigh Valley Health Network, and of course, L.L. Bean's Outdoor Adventures. We have a bunch of sponsors. I'm so excited. This summer's going great. So Sarah, thank you so much for joining us. We said it's 25 years of a perfect fit, but everyone needs to know, like, what is a perfect fit? Can you explain to me the history and how we got here?
Absolutely. So at the perfect fit, every woman who is returning to work can come in for the career clothing, for the tools, but really most importantly, for that confidence that she needs to be able to succeed. So a woman's first appointment, she may come in, it would be a career clothing, you know, for a job interview. And then once she gets the job, she comes back and she gets a week's worth of clothing for her new job. And when we say a week's worth of clothing, we mean everything. It is head to toe, it is accessories, it is outfits, it is personal care products, it is undergarments, some of the things that you may not even think about necessarily, but that are absolutely necessary for women who are returning to the workforce and entering it confidently.
And let's talk about that, because, you know, some people might just take it for granted. Oh, I'm going to pull something out of the closet and go
Absolutely.
Work. And also some people have been putting in a lot of work and maybe they just don't have the resources to get, you know, the clothing that they're going to need to not only, you know, be appropriate at work, but also I would imagine to make them feel confident when they're going in. So can you talk about, like, why clothing was so important, you know, to kind of begin this?
Yeah. So, you know, when I think back to the beginning of this program, you know, it started 25 years ago and it was started, there was one woman, she worked for Lehigh County and she was helping women who were unemployed get back to work. She noticed that women were going out on job interviews and they were coming back and they were discouraged and they weren't having much success. And so when she was speaking with them, you know, they mentioned time and time again, I don't feel like I fit in. I don't have the right clothing. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like I belong. So she reached out, this woman, Linda Robbins, she reached out to her friends and family network throughout the Lehigh Valley, and she started collecting blazers, and she would keep them in the trunk of her car and she would loan them to women who were going off to their job interviews. And women started coming back and coming back with a smile and coming back with a job. And she, you know, very quickly realized that, you know, just the need was much greater than what she was able to serve out of the trunk of her car. So, you know, so she put the word out there. As you mentioned, there was just this grassroots effort and joint work of Lehigh County. They brought in the YMYWCA at the time, the JCC, the AUW, and the Junior League. And these five organizations really took Linda's idea and ran with it. Right. So found a space, connected with social service organizations, collected and organized clothing. This was all volunteer driven at the time, had this incredible, incredible group of volunteers, had this tiny space up on a, you know, the fifth floor of a building on 11th and Hamilton that would leak at night and they'd have to put shower curtains over the clothing, you know, So they did, did whatever they could do to make sure that women in our community had the support that they needed as they were really looking to build, support and self-sufficiency and financial stability for their families.
Right. And I think like the clothes are kind of a symbol of that, but they're not the end all be all. Right. And that, I think that's what you found as you went through 25 years. Like, it's not the perfect fit now is an empowerment program.
Correct.
Through and through. But can you talk more about what it is currently, I guess, compared to what it was originally?
Yeah. I think the core of the program is the same, right? It was never, if you ask women who have been through the Perfect Fit program, they will talk about how confident they feel and how they were seen and how their voice has grown. Folks don't mention the clothing. The clothing is that tool. It's that tool for empowerment. It's that tool for being able to kind of say, I'm here, I belong here, I deserve to be here. And yes, when we started 25 years ago, it was primarily a professional clothing program. Now it's really grown. We provide professional development workshops. We provide technical skills training in a number of high demand tech fields. We really want to make sure that women are not just getting a job, but that they're getting a job that is meaningful to them, that provides financial stability and family sustaining wages so they can support their families. And that it provides the benefits and flexibility that they need as well. And also that it's contributing to the Lehigh Valley and making sure that we have a diverse and prepared workforce in the Lehigh Valley.
I mean, 13,000 women is an amazing number for really anything. Are there one or two kind of examples that you can remember of that just really maybe stuck with you or spoke to you?
Yeah, there is... there's one experience that has always been really sort of near and dear to my heart. Again, before I came on board as a staff member of the YWCA, I was a volunteer for the Perfect Fit program. Mm-hmm. I was new to the Lehigh Valley and wanted to learn more about my community. And so I was volunteering. I was maybe at the Perfect Fit for 2 weeks, and in walked Crystal. And she came in, she was referred by a program that supports women who are survivors of domestic violence in the Lehigh Valley. She came in, and the first thing I noticed about her is she was wearing a pair of sweatpants that were many sizes too big. Mm-hmm. And she walked in, sort of looking at the floor, wasn't sure what to expect, as many folks who come into the program, they're not sure, how they'll be treated or what type of clothing we'll have, but anyway, she came in, we started talking, and she shared her story with me. She had left an abusive relationship. She had left very quickly. She made sure that her children had absolutely everything they needed in the car. They had, they had their stuffed animals and their books and their clothing. And it wasn't until she had kind of, pulled into the safe house driveway that she realized she had brought absolutely nothing for herself. So when she came to the Perfect Fit, she was looking for an outfit for a job interview. But, the sweatpants that she was wearing along with the t-shirt, she had been wearing those every day for almost 2 weeks. And not only that, they had belonged to her abuser who hadn't allowed her to wear women's clothing. So she was wearing his clothing. Mm-hmm. And as we worked through the appointment and she chose different things, it's amazing to watch that transformation, right? Because you are, again, the clothes are a tool, but you just see this smile growing and then just beaming back at you from the mirror. It's incredible to watch. And she let me know what she liked, what she didn't like. I like this color. I don't like this style. Of course, we gave her the job interview outfit and then a whole lot more to make sure that she had everything she needed for every day. As she was leaving, kind of packed her up, and she said to me, "Oh, I left something in the dressing room for you." And I said, "Oh, okay." sent her on her way. I walked into the dressing room. There are actually two things in there. The first was a note she had written and just left on the little bench in there that said, you know, "Dear Sarah, thank you so much for helping me find my voice again. It's been a long time since I was able to ask for what I want and for what I need." And then I looked in the corner of the room. We have a little trash can there. And in that trash can were the sweatpants. And that for me, that moment where, you know, as we mentioned before, I went, Oh, I get it now. I get it now. It's not the clothing. The clothing, is necessary. Clothing is, you know, we need the clothing. It's a tool, but it really is that tool for empowerment. It's that tool to really be able to say, yes, I am here. I belong. I deserve to be here. And I deserve that success. So
that's a powerful image too, to feel like think of her walking out, you know, obviously.
Yeah,
that's amazing. So thank you. And to that point, you know, where can women find more about this, or, you know, how do they get in contact? How are you getting? You mentioned referrals a few times.
Yeah.
Is it something where someone can make an appointment? Do you walk off the street? Can you talk about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have partnerships with more than 50 social service organizations, colleges, universities, community organizations, houses of worship. We're referred to by community leaders. So anyone can connect really with, you know, if we are not currently a referral partner with any organization that you're working with, we can make that happen. Yeah. And then, you know, what we noticed especially during COVID, so about 5 years ago, so many women were displaced economically and pushed out of the workforce during that time who had never had those connections before, never needed to use a social service organization before. So we put in a self-referral process as well to remove that barrier. So you can actually just go to our website, which is ywcallentown.org, and you can fill out a self-referral. If you're working with someone, we do like to know that, because we do, you know, it's all part of our support and safety net here in the Lehigh Valley to make sure folks are getting what they need.
I mean, 25 years is a long time, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a quarter of a decade. And I was, you know, a little bit younger back then, but I remember working in the early 2000s. How do you guys kind of account for those changes? What I'm trying to say is I feel like women would need different things. Anybody would in 2000 compared to today, where they might need other resources that you guys didn't have to think about 10 years ago or even during COVID. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. Yeah. So we've noticed not only has, you know, clothing changed. I mean, the workplace is different, right? It's no longer, I think even when I started volunteering, it was just racks of suits. And now, you know, now we make sure folks have scrubs and steel-toed boots and anything they need for modern employment. But we've also watched entire industries disappear. And we've had women who, you know, were in retail management and, you know, all of these different careers that were considered, you know, stable professional careers. And they've, you know, they're no longer employing folks at the same rate. So we had a lot of people who were sort of economically displaced. And I think that's why we really moved into, you know, in like 2020, 2021, moved into our YW Tech Lab program, which identified, you know, really in-demand tech fields like cybersecurity, business intelligence, data analytics. All of these are, you know, careers that have jobs available. They are usually flexible, often have remote work. So women who have families, who are taking care of aging parents or taking care of children, it allows you a little bit more flexibility. And for women who are, you know, displaced from other industries, you know, they really just want, they don't want to be in that position again. They want to be in a career that they know is going to grow and is going to be in demand. So, you know, in 2020, 2021, we connected with our larger YWCA USA network, but we also connected with Google.org, Google's foundation arm, to be able to provide these professional certifications to women in our community. So, you know, we are making sure that individual women have access to, you know, family sustaining jobs that provide the salary and the work-life balance that they need. But it's also looking at, you know, some, you know, when we're thinking about larger concerns, you know, we still do have, you know, racial and gender gaps in salary and wealth in the Lehigh Valley, as we do everywhere. And when we really center the needs of women, we are able to, you know, make sure that individual women have opportunity, but also be able to, you know, affect change at that larger level as well, and close some of those gaps in our area.
Stay right there. We got a couple commercials. We'll be right back.
Lehigh Valley Health Network is now proudly part of Jefferson Health, and together we're bringing you more hospitals and outpatient locations for added convenience, more nationally ranked specialists for expert care, more clinical trials, and more innovation to improve outcomes. We're investing in your well-being and building healthier communities, because more expertise and convenient care means better outcomes and a healthier you. Jefferson Health and Lehigh Valley Health Network, together for the future of care.
Looking for your next adventure? Come explore the great outdoors with L.L. Bean's Outdoor Discovery Programs at Nockamixon State Park in Quakertown, Pennsylvania. Whether you're brand new or building your skills, you've got something for everyone. Kayaking, stand-up paddleboarding, archery, fly casting, and more. Our expert guides make it easy and fun, because we believe the outdoors is for everyone. Sign up at llbeanoutdoors.com today to get more outdoors.
A big thank you to our sponsors, Michael Bernadin with Remax Real Estate, Molly's Irish Grill and Sports Pub, Banco Beverage Company, Wind Creek Event Center, WDIY 88.1 FM, and of course our friends at Lehigh Valley Health Network. Thank you for allowing us to continue to bring these episodes to you. Right. And you couldn't do this without volunteers, sponsors, donors. And I mean, that's what we're talking about with the luncheon outfit to empower, you know, without the help of all these people coming together and giving and sponsoring, you know, this doesn't happen. And that's okay. And that's important to talk about. So tell me what the luncheon, which is taking place on October 24th at Renaissance in downtown Allentown. What is it all about?
First of all, it's not just that donors and sponsors and volunteers help us do what we do. They do the work, right? Like, I'm lucky enough to be here and support.
You were one. You were one.
I was one. Exactly. Right. Exactly. And I went like, oh, this is what I'm supposed to be doing.
I like this.
It was crystal clear at that time for me. But it's really the perfect fit, and, you know, and our economic empowerment programming, you know, had its start as this community collaboration, and that has not changed. Everything we do is in conversation with our community. We do not, we don't prescribe anything. It's, well, what do you need? And we're in this constant conversation. How can we fill these needs? Like, let's look at these emerging needs and do whatever we can do to be able to fill them. So yes, this celebration, this 25th anniversary celebration, is going to be a celebration of all of that. 25 years of our community in the Lehigh Valley coming together, uplifting women, because we know that when you invest in women, you strengthen families, and we uplift our entire community. So this celebration will bring together the volunteers, our sponsors, our amazing clothing and personal care donors, staff. We're going to hear from former participants who are, you know, just really.
You're going to bring back some of the all-stars.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I would imagine hearing their stories have to be the same way, or a little bit like, ooh, but like hearing those stories of, I went here and I came to you guys and now so successful doing, you know, whatever they may be. That must hit you hard too.
It does. It really does. And first of all, I run into folks all the time. I mean, again, we've served 13,000 women in the Valley. Like, you're going to run into folks. Yeah. It's little things like, I'm in a doctor's office and, you know, they're just making small talk. Where do you work? And I say, oh, I work for the YWCA or work for the Perfect Fit Pro. I went to the Perfect Fit and these scrubs are from the Perfect Fit and you helped me when I was in my phlebotomy program, or you helped me when I was, you know, whatever that looks like. And then, you know, we have men who are working for the organizations who refer to us now, which I always think is just an incredible full circle moment. We have folks that we've worked with who are now employed by, you know, CareerLink, and they're able to refer their participants to us.
And they believe in it, right? Because they're just like, hey, I'm a living testament.
Exactly. And able to say, you know, I was there, I went through the thing, you know, they're and putting people at ease, you know, they're nice, they'll listen. You get great clothing, you know, they're there to support you, whatever you need.
And I mean, we were talking about the event and that we do have a couple months, but it'll be here before you know it. So is it something where we should get tickets ahead of time on the website, that whole thing?
Yep. So tickets go on sale next week. So that's
July something. When you're hearing this, it should be on sale.
Okay. So tickets go on sale on July 9th. So, but sponsorships are available now, and we really have a wonderful constellation of businesses in the Lehigh Valley that believe in and support our work, and they do that through sponsorships. But we always have room for more. So, if you have a small business, if you work for an employer who you know, shares our values and wants to invest in women in our community, it's a great opportunity there.
And would that be the same for volunteering? I know people I see all the time, where can I help out? Where can I volunteer? Is this a place where people can?
Yeah, absolutely. So we always need volunteer personal stylists. We also need volunteers who, you know, can mentor or tutor some of our students in our YW Tech Lab program. We, you know, there are so many ways to support our work together. You know, we have a resale boutique. We have a social enterprise. It's called the Perfect Fit Resale Boutique. It is on the Allentown Arts Walk, and it's open to the public. It's fantastic. Beautiful clothing, you know, very affordable name brand clothing. Everything is $5 to $10. It's open to the community, and we're able to serve the community at large in downtown Allentown, but it also serves as like a stepping stone for some of our Perfect Fit clients. So, you know, they may come, they may get their wardrobe from our Perfect Fit program, but then 6 months later, you know, they've had a few paychecks. Maybe they don't have, you know, tons of money to spend on a winter wardrobe if they came in the summer, but they can come to the Perfect Fit Resale Boutique. We provide what we call a Perfect Fit Power Card, and they can get anything in the store for a year for $5. So you can get your next, you know, next
season's worth. Probably like a good way to like dip your toe in too. If you're kind of, you can stop into the shop, get a card, you know, learn more about it. That's smart. You're on it. I like it. Well, speaking of that, being on it and doing, you know, planning and doing so great. You know, what is the next 5, 10, 25 years? Clearly, you're trying to stay cutting edge. You're on that.
Yeah.
What do you guys maybe, I don't know, what are your plans, or what do you foresee?
Well, that is, that's up to our community. As I mentioned, you know, we don't prescribe anything. We want to make sure that we're meeting needs, and we're always staying in conversation with folks. And that's what's led to all of our developments over the past 5, 10 years. You know, it was in conversation with someone who, you know, she was thrilled. She got the job that she wanted. She came in, she got a week's worth of clothing, and then she came back 2 weeks later and needed steel-toed boots to go back to a warehouse position. And we said, well, what happened? You know, like, you were really excited about this. And she said, well, this was, you know, she said, I'm uncomfortable. This was the first time she had been in sort of a, what you would consider maybe like an office environment.
Sure.
I didn't know how to talk to my manager. I didn't know when to eat lunch. And what we said was, okay, well, we need to do something about that. What would help? And that's what really led to our New Choices program, which is a full professional development program where you attend workshops, you work with a career counselor, you do your career goal mapping, and then we also provide support for 30 days after you get a job. So we help you navigate your benefits conversations. We make sure that you know what you're to, you know, how to opt into your 401k, how to talk to your manager, how to reach out to HR.
I could have used that.
Right?
Seriously. No, honestly, truthfully, a lot of that stuff. When I was like 21, they're talking about 401ks. I'm like, what?
You know, so like, what?
Well, it's very helpful, and I'm sure it kind of eases some of that intimidation, knowing, I have someone I could email if I don't quite understand what's going on here. that definitely helps out. Yeah. So,
you know, what's interesting about that too, is that we, you know, we work with the folks, with our students and our participants, but we also mm-hmm. offer that support to employers. There are many employers who, you know, have been used to, you know, approaching employees a certain way for a very long time. And, you know, the workforce is different now and folks are coming from many different streams. And, you know, and so we are able to provide that support to employers if they request it for how to work with maybe a non-traditional employee.
Well, we are looking forward for you to get more sponsors because of this podcast yes. episode. So go to the YWCA. Is it Y? Well, I'll make sure. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
YWCAAllentown.org. And then if you just type in /OTE, which stands for Outfit to Empower, that's the name of our annual fundraiser. So YWCAAllentown.org /OTE. That will take you right to, you can buy tickets, you can volunteer, you can sponsor, you can just learn more about the event. But this event is something I look forward to every year. It is, the energy in the room is just, it's incredible and it's infectious. And it is just so many folks together uplifting other women in our community and celebrating their successes. It's incredible.
Love it. Sarah, thank you so much for joining me. It's so nice to meet you as well. And I look forward to your event. So
yes.
we'll talk more soon and check our show notes for all the links. We put them in there and we appreciate it. And thank you guys for all that you do.
Thank you so much.
A big thank you to our sponsors, Michael Bernadin with RE/MAX Real Estate, Molly's Irish Grill and Sports Pub, Benko Beverage Company, Wind Creek Event Center, WDIY 88.1 FM, and of course our friends at Lehigh Valley Health Network. Thank you for allowing us to continue to bring these episodes to you. Mm-hmm.